This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Mattress Firm, our premier mattress provider. They provide 120-night sleep trial, so if your mattress is not perfect, they will pick it up and find you a new one. Save 10% off your order with code MMANUTS10. Tire Buyer. Buy tires online. Get them shipped for free to an installer of your choice. Save 10% off with code MMA10. Crowd Cow. The marketplace for high-quality craft beef and meats from ranches around the world. Save $15 off your first box with code MMA15. Chomps. 100% grass-fed meat sticks made from sustainably sourced beef, venison, and turkey. Save 15% off your order with code MMANUTS15. Defense Soap. Everyday soaps for everybody. Use code MMANUTS to save 15% off your order.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 537.
537.
My name is Ingo Weigold. Oh yeah.
You fucking Wolfman Jack. Back room at MMA Show. My MMA fans, for my fans, walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on over there, Kimosabi?
Well, the Bears.
Hey, how fucking weird is this? So I'm watching the Bears game and listening to the commentator. It's fucking Gus Johnson.
In football?
Yeah, from the Bears game. It was Gus Johnson. And then the on-field reporter was Megan O'Leary.
That's interesting.
What the fuck? I can't get away from MMA. I'm just trying to watch a game. Like,
those people are working hard, man. They're doing all kinds of events.
Yeah. I think it's just they're dialed in. And let me tell you, Gus Johnson, fucking terrible football announcer.
Shocking.
Just like terrible MMA announcer.
Did he have the purple lips?
He probably did. I was fast forwarding through anytime he was on. Because I like to watch the game a little delayed. So if shit, I like to just skip, go play sometimes. I go hardcore. But hey, they got to win. Matt Nagy's fucking stupid.
Why?
What are you doing? Because he still wants to start Dalton.
Oh.
Over Justin Fields. Like, let the kid play.
He played well, I thought, but it was the Lions. They did try to give that game away.
They did too. Yep. Well, it is what it is, but what are you gonna do? What are you gonna do when they come for you?
Change teams. Watch the Packers or something.
Root for other teams. Unfortunately, like the other teams I like the Raiders, and the Bears are gonna play them, right? I think the next game.
Oh, there you go.
Something like that.
That'd be cool to see a game in Vegas at the stadium. The stadium looks cool. It's like weird in the middle of the desert, this giant thing.
Same. Like, and hockey out there. Yeah. I wish all the times that I had to go to Vegas for work back in the day, I wish they would have had a fucking hockey team. I would have watched a million games out there. Mm-hmm. Especially when you got their goalie, who's a former Blackhawks goalie, who's talking all sorts of shit on the league about how they kept jamming him in to games and popping him with all sorts of pills, regardless of what his mental health state was. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
You mean the Blackhawks?
The goalie for the Blackhawks for last year, Robin Leonard, 2 years ago, they traded him to the Vegas Golden Knights, and now he's just running his mouth about how former teams he was on, not the Blackhawks, the Buffalo Sabres, were plying him with pills to get him back into the action when he has a mental health issue. So they were giving him all sorts of shit.
That's crazy.
Yep. So there'll be a little investigation, and I don't know what will come with that. Maybe a couple
little
of fines.
Little that. There you go. Take it.
Hey, it'll work out. But that's part of the game, man. And concussions, you remember how like the NFL had all that shit going on? Same thing with the NHL. They give a fuck. You have 15 concussions. You've been in 26 fights in 8 games. I don't give a fuck. Get the fuck back out there, you pussy.
Yeah.
So, anyway, let's talk some MMA before we digress too much.
Are you going to talk about events that happened this weekend?
Yeah. A little Rage. Bellator. So we had Douglas Lima versus MVP. Here we go. MVP 2. And MVP dropped Lima 2 times in round 1, once in round 2. So in my book, he's up 2-0. Big John McCarthy disagrees with me. He thinks it's 1-1 going in the third.
Okay.
I'm like, okay, Big John, I don't think you're really watching this fight. And then come round three, Lima is ahead on the scorecard. So I believe it was a split decision. I don't remember anymore. I might have been on stuff, medications. So MVP wins. And he said he's open to a rematch. Like, fuck it. Let's just squash the trilogy. But I'll just say this. Hey, MVP looked good. And the crazy thing was the first time he fought, I think it was a leg kick that Lima hit MVP with. And he like swept his leg out. And then when he was on his way back up, Lima hit him with an uppercut and knocked him out. The same scenario almost played out in this one where the same leg kick swept his legs. He went to get up. The uppercut comes blitzing by and MVP just gets out of the way of it. So good on him for fucking winning. So that was the Bellator action. Let's go over to UFC. Little controversy. Did you see the Holland Dacus fight? There was accidental headbutt in the first round. So Holland comes in and they clash heads, totally accidental. He gets KO'd, flash KO'd, eyes roll back in his head, goes face first down. Mergliata almost stops the fight. And then Holland starts defending. So Mergliata's like, he's fucking defending. And then there are some punches are landed on Holland. And I forgot how you say his name, Dacus, whatever. He locks up a rear naked choke. Holland has to tap. You think, it's a fucking submission win for Dacus. But the officials have this little red light that they fucking can turn on and put on the side of the octagon and they fucking review it. So Herb Dean's on the side. Yeah. Herb Dean's on the side saying, listen, man, that was a fucking accidental headbutt. And they actually all confer outside of the cage before they announce the decision and watch the replay to see that it was an accidental headbutt. And then they fucking get the decision right and rule it as a goddamn no contest. Like, that is the first time I've ever seen it. And that's how it should work. I mean, Dan should have, it's hard to catch the accidental headbutt the way everything was transpiring because it's so fast. And you're like, did I see that? Did I not? But Dan's like waving over to the replay, like, hey, or the other ref, which was Herb Dean on the outside, like, check that shit. I think that was fucked up. So they actually got the fight right, which was kind of surprising. And I've never seen it before, but luckily it played out the way it should. Because also, you know, Holland has been training with Johnny Hendricks, and Hendricks was in his corner.
Big Rig.
He stopped some of the takedown, but still got taken down. So, and then just the main event, Thiago Santos versus Johnny Walker. I had to fucking turn it off. Just like, bad. No action, man.
Bad, but good. No.
Yeah. Well, Walker's like 10 feet taller than Santos and refuses to use his jab. Like, jab his motherfucking face off. What are you doing? So it's just a weird fight, right? And Walker's training at SBG, like Conor McGregor's team. So I think they've just basically killed his style, creativity, overall lack of aggression, maybe even his will to live. I'm not sure. But Johnny Walker used to be an exciting motherfucker to watch. He's 6'6". They go, God damn it. Where is first round Johnny Walker?
Need to get him some Johnny Walker to be drinking.
Yeah, you know, seriously. He'll be all set.
Shots all around.
Yeah. So Santos wins the fight. He gets the unanimous decision win. And maybe it's just Walker not fighting in front of a huge crowd because they're fighting at the Apex. I don't know. I'm trying to find excuses for the guy, but I think SBG is killing fighters. So I'll just say that. That's all I got for this past weekend. What else is going down out there?
Hey, did you hear that Dustin Poirier and Charles Oliveira inked a deal to fight on December 11th?
Yes.
They're going to be fighting for the title. Apparently, that he just announced that shit's going to go down. And Poirier could have a badass year if he ends up winning against Oliveira. What did he do? He beat McGregor in January and then again in July, if I recall. So, you know, he's been on quite a roll, and if he can make a mark here, well deserved.
Yeah, this is a tough fight. I'm trying to play it out in my head. I'm kind of leaning Oliveira. You know,
I don't know. I mean, Oliveira is dangerous on the ground too, so it's like it's hard to say what's going to happen. I would say Poirier is stronger, so there's that. So I don't know. We'll talk about that one as it happens, I'm sure.
Yeah, still ways away. I'm excited for that one. I like that. And I think I'm going to root for Oliveira. I don't like Poirier for some reason. I think I hate more guys than I like, and I haven't figured that one out. So anyway, this weekend, we've got Mackenzie Dern versus Marina Rodriguez. This one's going to be a hell of a fight because this Rodriguez chick, she'll knock fools out.
Really? She doesn't look that dangerous.
Oh, let's pull her up. So look at her record here.
Six knockouts. It was up at the top. I think you just.
Oh my god! No, I wanted to see like who she beat. Oh my god! Where is it at?
Oh, I'm gonna throw up. What are you doing?
So she's beat Michelle Watterson, Amanda Ribas, lost to Esparza, and then we don't know what happened against Cavallo. She got a draw.
It was a draw.
Beat Tisha Torres. So she's her striking is really solid. So it'll be interesting to see how she fares against Dern. If Dern gets her down, she's fucked. I don't give a fuck. Because I think Dern is the future, and she's like she's crazy with her striking. So that's what's wild. I wanted to pull the rest of the card up because it's so super exciting. Maybe the prelims have something. Jesus Christ.
Pita Godinez, huh? It's a rough one. You know what is exciting? Did you see this poster for UFC 268? Check that thing out.
They're going with the triple threat again. This is like the 266 poster.
Happening at Madison Square Garden, if you can believe that. So,
which is weird because I thought there was drama because they were saying everyone that goes has to be vaccinated. I thought Chandler said he wasn't gonna, but apparently, fight on, they say.
Therapeutic use exemption of not getting the jab.
Just dicks in the ass. That's all I'm taking. Like, okay, hey, you do what you want, man. I'm not here to judge anybody one way or the other.
I'm here to judge everyone.
Fine.
Always.
Hey, let's talk about our sponsor, Manscaped.
Oh, hey, did you know what's spookier than seeing a black cat on Halloween? It's shaving your balls with anything other than Manscaped. When it comes to below-the-waist grooming, there is no need to carve your pumpkins this Halloween because Manscaped is here to upgrade your grooming experience. Go from a bite-sized candy bar to a king-sized candy bar and join the 2 million men worldwide by going to manscaped.com/MMANuts for 20% off and free shipping.
Hey, have you ever tried to trim your balls and it turned into a Freddy Krueger film? Well, luckily, Manscaped is here to save. Yeah, I usually go with the 5-finger discount on my ball sack. Luckily, Manscaped is here to save the day and make sure you're smelling fresh with their new refined body wash. Fellas, the ladies love their signature scent, and it will scare away those vampires. Why are you letting vampires anywhere near your testicles? That is the question, Ingo.
Because they want to suck.
Yeah, your blood.
Oh.
So they also have a bunch of other life-changing products on their website, so be sure to check it out.
Yes, you can get 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. That's right. I said 20% off and free shipping at manscaped.com/MMANuts. Say trick or treat, bitches, to your beautiful new Halloweeny with Manscaped.
Beautiful. That's what I'm going to do. I'm just going to run around with shaved balls around my neighborhood. I probably shouldn't be doing that. That's probably not legal. You probably can't be whipping them out as long as they're clean. Maybe I'll Freddy Krueger them up. You know, Freddy Krueger is in my front lawn.
Mm.
I am dialing it up for Halloween over here.
That's scary.
The Griffith household. People, I heard kids walking by my house with their parents. Bobby, I'm scared. I can't look. The parents are like, don't look at the house. Close your eyes. I've got, let's see, how many severed heads are on my front lawn? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I think I got about a baker's dozen of severed heads floating around my lawn. So you got to do that sometimes. You got to scare these fuckers.
Sever some heads?
Yeah.
All right. I'm down. Let's sever some heads.
What's all about?
What else? Oh, I got one more thing. Did you see this at the Arnold Sports? GSP surprises Khabib Nurmagomedov.
Look at that weak ass choke he applies.
I just have a question. What's up with GSP's hair? What is happening? His hair looks really weird. Watch, look at that. What's going on with that? It's like this weird thing in the front, and he's got like a little patch sticking up in the back.
And it's not gray now. It's whatever. I don't like him with hair. It's either you go all the way or not.
I think no hair is better. But
he's kind of got lesbian hair.
He looks like a lesbian. Wow. That's
okay. Lesbian's like a little on top and nothing on the side.
I don't know if you can say that, Matt, but maybe. Okay.
Why not?
I don't know. We're going to get sued by the lesbians.
The lesbian community. Hey, coming to get us. In full support of anybody and anything. So whatever you're into, I'm into too sometimes. How's that? Is that fair enough? Fair enough statement. You want to see what's going on in Bellator?
Sure.
Great. I'm going to pull it up. This is a... Oh, fuck. Where am I at? Things are moving around, so let's share this. Less than 3 weeks, Ingo, Bellator will be live from Moscow with these two heavyweights clash in a cage. Fucking Fedor and that guy. I think it's Tim Johnson. I'm not quite sure. Are you excited? It's in Russia. Nothing bad happens in Russia. Bellator in Russia.
We know Fedor is probably going to win.
Well, they're going to make him win one way or another. Where are we fighting?
Am I excited? No, Fedor was exciting like 8 years ago. It's not exciting now.
Hey, he'll be in better shape than Rampage was when they fought.
That's a good point.
Hey, did you see John Jones' new pound-for-pound ranking? I believe this is the day after he got arrested. The day after he's arrested, he drops a spot and go, how does that work? Riddle me that. So now Kamaru Usman moves up, who hasn't had any fights, and John Jones.
And no arrests.
Only had a legal battle on his hands and probably more fun than not. How does that work? I'm
highly
confused.
Coincidental. Highly coincidental.
Just purely coincidental.
Yes.
And then did you see his mugshot? Well, we're going down this road. Might as well dig deeper.
Be coming round the mountain when she comes.
He looks like he's on all the juices. Holy fuck, man. Comes.
He's gigantic.
And
maybe that's what you're seeing is like he's acting out because he's on all the shit and he's like ready to kill people.
I think he's been on all this shit for multiple years.
Let the man fight.
Didn't you say he's been arrested like 10 or 11 times?
I don't know. I read the rap sheet last time. I can't remember everything now. It was like 5 minutes long.
Like, what are you doing, man? I don't get it. I don't want to get into the details. Like, his shit is his shit. He can deal with that.
Yeah. I got my own shit.
Yeah. We got our own. You got any other canoes?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. Now, Conor McGregor tweeted this out. It's pretty interesting. So he shared pay-per-view buy results for the McGregor-Poirier fight, number two, 1.5 million. I don't remember it being that big. Was it? I mean,
I thought they said 1.7 or 6 or something. Yeah, they said it was more than that.
Wow. That's still fucking crazy that he could just show up. And I don't think there was a lot of promotion for that fight.
It was almost none.
Right. And then does 1.5 for a fight that not that many people really wanted to see.
No.
It's crazy. So he still has draw after all this.
Fuck yeah. He'll fight in a couple more times easily and still have draw.
I don't know. It seems shocking. But again, I guess it doesn't matter if you win or lose. It's just, are you putting on exciting fights? I guess breaking your leg off is exciting.
Of course it is.
Here's another one for you. So apparently Ronda Rousey and Travis Brown had a daughter, and here's the name.
Lakea Makalua Puno Brown.
Makalapa Pua Kala Nipo Brown.
Okay, my little Hawaiian. Nice work.
Like, what the fuck, man?
It was awesome.
It's a lot of work. Holy shit. I don't even know how many consonants, syllables. That's like a 26 letter name. And then there might even be a tilde. There's a flat line over the O. So I don't even know what the fuck that means. I was not an English major, Ingo.
Well, let me say this.
Go.
The genetic
lines
in this child are going to be extremely strong. I think it could be, they could have birthed the next super athlete that probably has severe mental problems. So,
Oh my god, there is no losing. You do not lose. Your whole identity is fighting. Just thinking about how Ronda grew up, right, with her mom being a psycho judo champion.
She's a tough chick, but
now you got another handle
losing
psycho judo champion.
Yeah,
the cycle repeats, and then you got a fucking psycho husband, father. And the amount of CTE between the two, you're raising a killer. So that should be fun to watch. We'll see that one in about 20 years.
If I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm going to check out 65, so I won't be here.
Don't say that. That will make me sad. You need to live a long life, Matt.
Let's see. We got a couple of KO of the Year candidates. Let's check this one out.
Oh, jeez.
We're not going to go full screen.
I'm guessing the guy in the black gets knocked out.
Well, you would guess correctly. Oh man, that's so brutal. I remember sparring once and getting my leg caught, and I'm like, this is not good.
What do you do? I think you got to.
I just kept
up.
Punching. I punched my way out. I just kept throwing right hands because I don't remember what leg. I'm probably only throwing right kicks, and I think my right leg got caught. So I just kept throwing right hands until I got my leg back. Maybe an uppercut or two in there, but. That one was good. And then I saw this bare knuckle one. If I can fucking pull it up here. This one's for sure going to get us banned from somewhere. Hang on. Jesus Christ. This fucking share nonsense. And wherever I am is like, do you want to log in as yourself? Like, no, I just want to play fucking videos and hopefully with no volume. Well, Russian bare knuckle. Dick, dick. Ugh.
Damn.
He's Brendan Schaubing. He's Brendan Schaubing. I need to see that again.
Dude, that dude got pieced up.
Yeah. And I'm sure that'll all work out.
Okay.
Apparently, there was the one thing I didn't write this one down, but there was a bare knuckle fighting championship fighter who apparently died.
Oh, yeah.
And they were trying to claim that it was from the fight. But from what I've read, it wasn't. Yes, his injuries put him in the hospital, but I believe when he was in the hospital, he caught an infection and potentially died from the infection. But all the fucking news media wants to say, oh, this guy died from a fight. So I'm just saying, get all the facts before you fucking condemn the sport. And it's not.
Yeah, I read that article earlier, too. And I was bullshit. Like, I'm not going to talk about this because it doesn't seem like they have 100% of the facts straight. So
no, I don't believe it was fair reporting. I think it's sensationalism. Bullshit.
Isn't that all reporting?
Clickbait. Yeah, it's all clickbait bullshit. But
yeah,
you can't label that shit as a guy died 100% from his fucking fight. That was not the cause of death.
No.
That's like, I'm gonna stop while I'm ahead. Let's move right along. Let's do some action shots from Lingerie Fighting Championship. These ladies are making it happen over here, Ingo. I'm just saying, apparently they like to do work. They like to
that
do
referee work. Is like thick.
Oh my God. They like to do work. This I'm not craziness. Sure what kind of work it's done, but I feel like whatever work they do, it's the best work.
They look happy.
In the business, she does. Even though I'm not quite sure what she's doing.
Is there
doing.
More? There should be more. I see
she's
more.
Going for a single leg.
More on the right there. Let's see some more.
There's nothing as good, but they're having a grand old time. And that's how fighting should be. You should be having a grand old time.
It's all about the close-up. Oh, dang.
Not so happy. I guess apparently you could choke a bitch on the ring rope.
Cool. It's like something wrestling. Like
yes. Totally real. Totally real. Let's do a little Ask the Nuts. I want to ask you this. This is a picture question.
Uh-oh.
What the hell is going on with Nick Diaz?
He has holding a baby.
Yeah, they're claiming it's Nate's baby, but I think he's stealing babies for fucking drug money now. Like, what the fuck's he doing? He looks a little too happy and awkward.
He looks really happy.
Hey, this is Uncle Nick. I don't buy that. I don't buy that for one fucking minute. I don't know what the hell's going on. Caesar Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. What? What?
Yeah.
I don't know what the hell's going on anymore. Here's a good one. How many fights in a row has Charles Crazy Horse Bennett lost now?
How many fights in a row?
Yeah.
11.
He got a streak. No.
It's more than that? 19?
Just a shade or two under that.
So 17?
Yeah. 17.
How's he still fighting if he lost 17
in a
row?
They just don't give a fuck. I'll show you his last one. Hey, speaking of which, it was from Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. And the interesting thing is he fought Rob Emerson.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. So apparently Rob Emerson just pieced him up wearing Muay Thai shorts in a Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship fight. And that's that.
That guy's going to have serious problems in a few years.
A little bit. It'll all work out. There's another picture question. You heard me. Picture question.
I got you. I got the picture questions. I'm all set.
Conor McGregor says he caught a shark from my back garden today in Miami. So my question is, what kind of fucking garden does this motherfucker have? What's he doing besides work?
Why does he look so happy?
He's raping the sharks off camera. I don't know.
That leg looks like it's doing okay.
Yeah, surprisingly, right? He's not putting a lot of weight on it, though. Look at that. Sure, he'll be fighting in about a week.
Huh. I hope not.
I got a video one for you. Oh, okay, this one's questionable, so I have to click. Hey, man, this is media's potentially sensitive. I would like a little something volume. Gross. No.
Is it a Shiza video?
I got to just... Okay, there's no sound. I need sound. No Shiza. We don't play Shizas.
Thank you. Good, good, good. I don't want that.
Shiza! Full of Kaiser!
I knew that was coming.
You got to say it.
Oh, God, here we go.
What did this fucking water dispenser do to Hezbollah? Fucking guy's doing work. Oh, headbutt! That's illegal, motherfucker! You can't put pull in that shit. Illegal. Look at him. He's a cheater. Oh, elbow.
I mean.
Ooh. And then a little mule kick on the way out. And a couple Ronda Rousey.
What is that fucking guy's job?
just fucking throw bombs on your moms. He doesn't care.
Social media mogul. Just making
he is. He's making it happen. He's still trying to work a fight. I don't really know. Guy Knowledge?
I do. I watched this documentary the other day by accident when I was decompressing. Mm-hmm. It's called It All Begins With a Song, the story of a Nashville songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on Amazon Prime for free. And I, man, if you're at all into music, I guess there's this couple block area in Nashville where all the hit songs come from. You have like a couple hundred songwriters there, and they're just writing these, just
cranking them out.
Like, not just country. I'm talking like every genre. They write like all the hits, and it's just cool to watch because they talk about the different, they interview some of the people, and then they show like some of the creative ways they come up with songs. The guy sits there from nothing, and like 10 minutes later he wrote a song where you're like, holy shit, that could be on the radio. Like, it's just, what were you gonna say?
No, I was gonna ask, did you say Tennessee?
Yeah, Nashville.
Is this Gatlinburg?
No.
Okay.
It's Nashville.
Is this Tennessee? Dollywood?
No, Nashville, Tennessee. So it's a cool documentary if you're into music at all. It's just kind of cool to I don't know. It's fascinating to me. Like, these people are so creative. That's their job. They go to somewhere and they write songs all day, every day. And that sounds incredibly hard.
Yeah, so, fuck yeah.
It's like impossible.
Are they writing lyrics?
Like, all of it. Yeah, they write the whole song. So yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And they talk about the process of like how they pull emotions and how that sparks creativity. And I guess there's this Bluebird Cafe in Nashville that all the songwriters go to. And that's where all the hit, like musicians will go there and try to find their next hit. Cause it's just like the talent there is just insane. So, you know, all these people could be, and when they show them performing their songs, I'm like, why is that guy not touring doing that? Like, because he sold it to fucking, you know, whatever big star. And instead, songwriting royalties, you if it's a hit, you can make like $500,000-$600,000 a year.
Wow.
Royalties, the checks just come if it's like a huge song. So like a Beyonce song or some shit like this, you know.
It sounds like some kind of devil worshiping cult where they've all sold their souls to the devil. I saw Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
He sold his soul to the devil, Ego.
He did. It worked for him.
That's what I hear. You're in league with the devil, just like a kitty cat. Did you see Conor McGregor?
He's
doing photo shoots. Like, hey, check this out, bitch. Oh, too close. You got too close.
What,
like,
is that real?
Chael Sonnen. It should be.
He actually hit that girl?
Okay, you get this close. Bam! No, I didn't, but that's a pretty nice edit, huh?
Yeah.
And then I'll close. I haven't had any cock and balls in a while, so apparently they got a fucking cock and pussy Waffle House kind of thing in Barcelona.
What?
You heard me. So I don't know what it's called, something, your erotic waffle, but if we zoom in here, you can see the background. These are waffles. Which one do you want, Ego?
The big black one.
Oh, you can get fucking ice cream. You get your helado on it.
I'll get some ice cream. Oh my god, look at that. That's funny. I'd totally go there. That's a good
fucking around, dude.
You know, that's a good first date spot, because then you know what kind of girl you're dealing with.
Yeah, especially when you put it in the window. Girth.
Yes,
I think that's what this is yelling at you.
Can they take
girth?
That's a giant.
For the love of God. You can't take any more. I don't speak the language. Solid theme.
We should invest in one of those and put one up in Chicago.
Sure, it'll get closed as soon as it opens. They're very uptight in the Chicagoland areas.
True story.
Yep. That's it. Let me shut down.
All right. Well, that has been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.